All right, since you guys just started St. Talmater, so you're still in the stage where you're sometimes remembering, sometimes not. Not sure if you remember, not sure if you, so I think we'll talk a little about some
Yonim.
Yes,
is that what the clap on the beam was?
Rabbi would say you could announce it.
What?
Rabbi would tell you to announce it.
Push me nothing.
Yeah.
Everyone just, you know. Okay, so a few nyanim, which I'm going to get to that. So first of all, the Gemara and Chavtas and Brachas, Aram Tanchum, Aram Vasi, Tavla Hiskun, Gemara Shom, Metchis HaMeitzim, Machzir Noisai. She'el Berchus HaShonim, Ein Machzir Noisai, Mifnei She'yachal Oim, Rabbi Shmei Tefillah. Since you have a place to be mashlim, so you don't have to be chayzer if you've got Berchal Einu. Interesting, more like Mamash puts two together. it's actually the same nusach. We'll see in a minute. Sheil b'ruch hashanim, you're not chayzer because you're saying in shmei tefila, and havdol b'chayin adas also because you could say it in havdolah. Fine. Where's kasha? Where's the steer? Machzir raisa. Where it says. If you remember before Shmei Tefillah, the has Astira, whether you chayz or not, Gemara answers it. If you remember before Shmei Tefillah, you could do it in Shmei Tefillah. If you remember after Shmei Tefillah, then you have to go back. So, Ma'azim Chagos Shainim, like everything else, where do you go back to? Again, you've got Brech Leinu, you've got Shmak Leinu, you're Mil Maidim, oops. Yeah, and so do you go back to Shmak Leinu, or you go back to Brech Leinu? Tais said it was like a Karaglov. Then you don't go back to Merchlein, you go back to Shmei Tefillah, the Rav Nishalmi. But the Ravid holds that you go back to Berchus Hashanim. Now, the Ravid says, why go back to Berchus Hashanim? And this is very significant. Says the Ravid, because he says, just like Mavdallah, the Gemara says, Ta bezu bezu chayz l'roish. What does that mean? If you've got to say Atachan Antanu, and he also forgot to do Havdalah. Where is it again? He forgot to do Havdalah. They ate before Havdalah. Ate before Havdalah means he forgot to do Havdalah. So that's Tal Bezeh Bezeh. So what does it say? Then Chayz L'Raish. Meaning, they have to damage the master again. He messed up twice. He ate before Havdalah. He didn't say to Chan Tanu. You have to go damage the master again. That's Halacha.
Why? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Why did you just say that?
Like, that means class, right?
Oh, so some learn that. So what is it? So says the Ravid. One second, we'll get back to the Tanas and Ats. So says the Ravid, the Mela, Huadin, if you've got Brech Leinu, if you've got Shmak Leinu, you have to go back to Brech Leinu.
Two strikes,
you're out. So, so that's the second Shita. The third Shita, which may be the third Shita, may not. The Lashon of Bahag Pashtus is the third Shita. He says, Itka Shmei Tefillah Oimer B'Shmei Tefillah V'Iloi Hoda L'Roish. Lashon of Bahag is Hoda L'Roish, which I would have said means go back to Mishmar Nesrei. The Beis Yosef learns not like that. He says, what does Hoda L'Roish mean? The Hainu Reisha Didhu. The Hainu Brechalein. Okay, so, whatever. Obviously, but likely that it comes to Beis Yosef, but it's still a mockum, I think. It's not a gelach. And my Shchanar Paskins, like the middle Shita, or second Shita, that if you come Shmei Tefillah, Emachzir Naisai, in Shmak Leinu, again, he messed up. Melakar Aglov, Chayza Berchus Hashanah. Oh, so the Shah is like this. What happens if a guy forgot Berch Leinu, Gotch Makleinu, Mil Maidin, remind himself back, went to back to Brech Leinu, he forgot again. You know, nothing Shver, right? He forgot again. So now, does he go on to Shmak Leinu, or does he have to go back to Brech Leinu? So, L'chaira, let me buy the fee.
I would say that someone that knows all these halachas isn't the kind of guy to forget three times anyway.
So
kind of
halachas.
Too busy thinking and learning.
Okay, or he,
Or he heard
you're allowed to go. You're allowed to go in Moshman Esrei. You're allowed to walk off the shelf and this thing pull out Sfarim. I've seen people do that. You know, it's like one guy. I was like davening, seeking, whatever. So it was like one guy. Like I think every time I was like every time you go over Moshman Esrei, why aren't you davening El Chachila? But you have no excuse to walk out. You know, you should daven Shem Nesra next day, next to the Sfarim, you know, or bring all the Sfarim on your table, you know, like, kisser. So Menyayin says, Lamaisa, that it's a knas. Menyayin says, it's a knas. I'm sorry, before, I said knas, I'm saying knas. What? Someone says knas. I mean, what? That this that we make and go back by Havdalah and Melo, by Brechelin also the same Talmud. It's a knas. You messed up twice. If you messed up twice, we may go back. It's not brachot. Chazal doing it.
Knas,
it's a knas that you know, you can't get away with. Just.
Midrash
to make. What? Midrash to make these brachot. So can I understand? Where you are? What? Chazal can do what they want. What's the matter? What? But even what? Chazal telling you to do it. It's not a brachot at all. Hey, mamu, hey, mamu. You know, you make a lot of brachas in Rabbanon, you know. All the brachas Shem Esrei is Rabbanon. All the brachas in Rabbanon.
I don't know. Why is it a knas, though?
He's saying it's meaning instead of going to an Abdullah.
Brachas are shortcuts. Brachas are good. No, shortcuts. Brachas are good.
Trust me. Trust me. The guy that's in the middle of Shanai Miracle. He's not interested in going back to the break. Okay, so.
Yeah, Marv, exactly.
There's nothing worse than having to go back.
I did it by Marv. I'm really interested.
So Mela, even if you say, Losh of the Ravid, in Zeld Knas, but some of the Shemites have a Lashon of the Rajma maybe, that once you're being Chayzer, so they may go back to the real place. Because once, if you okay, give you a makeup in Shema Kaleinu, but once you messed up over there, you have to go back. So then, once you're going back, go back to where you're supposed to be. Al Kapanim, so Chayram Kain. Who are then? This guy, this Shlach over here, that he's in the middle of Shlaim Erecha, the third time, you've got the third time. So Chayram, if by two times is a Knas, then Chayram over the third time, you've got three times.
Sure.
Unless this guy's like, forget about it. It's not worth, you're not worth counting. What?
I thought there's just
a Dalit. No, so the Rinyarin says, so if the Shlaim Shtel Tzu, this to that, the Chayram is the same thing. So, B'maisa, B'Shem Zalman says not like that. B'Shem Zalman says, in Hilchos Shleim, moving down, you could continue on the Shema Kaleinu.
Knas is that you have to say it in Baruch Aleinu. Like Knas is that you have to go back to the part of Shema Esrei of Baruch Aleinu. Mele, the halachos restart from Baruch Aleinu. Meaning, you can say that Knas is that you have to say the same Talmater in Baruch Aleinu,
right.
Or more likely the Knas is that you have to go back to your parsha of Baruch Aleinu.
No.
So, Mela, once you forget, it's the same halachas as it was the first time, and then you can say the end of Shema Kaleinu.
Okay, if the nusach is that once you're going back, you go back. Okay, so now, right now, I'm not going back.
Right.
That's what you mean?
No, I'm saying even
but if the nusach is a knas, then it means once you messed up twice, you have to stay in the right place. Shema Kaleinu is not the right place.
Right.
It belongs in Baruch Aleinu. So if you messed up twice, three times, then you got to stay in the right place.
Is it the same shalom by Abdullah? If you forgot out to Chanan Tonu when he davened again.
The second
Shmoneh
Esrei.
The same
shalom. We go there also. The guy forgot. We davened a lot of Shmoneh Esrei.
Yom Havdalah is hard to believe because you still could say Abdullah. You ate and messed up and you weren't supposed to eat before Abdullah.
Right, so you messed up twice.
You still have to say Abdullah.
Of course,
you eat again. So you didn't mess up twice, really.
But that's the nusach over there.
But the knas was for eating after Abdullah, I don't know.
No, not for Isser. No, not because you ate before Abdullah. Because even if you said in Shemoneh Esrei, you're not eating before Abdullah.
Right.
It's not because you ate before Abdullah. It's because you forgot Havdalah twice.
Right.
How do you forget? I said the oifen of forgetting Havdalah is by eating.
So, Luyat, sir, if you're doing this Shmoneh Esrei and you forget the same Talmud, and then you have to say Shmoneh Esrei, you have said that in the first Shmoneh Esrei if you get on Tachanun the second time.
That's what. Right. That's what I
mean. No, without, no, I'm saying without eating before Abdullah. If you were davening one Shemoneh Esrei, you say and you forgot on the Chantanu, and you also forget Shemoneh Esrei Matar in the whole thing, and then you go back for Shemoneh Esrei Matar and you forget at the Chantanu a second time again, you just have to daven the third Shemoneh Esrei Matar.
Okay, yeah. I'm stumbling now.
What if it's the same thing?
Two. What if you didn't say same? Right. Meaning Baruch Eleinu was two different things.
Right. What if you didn't say Havdalah?
I'm not sure. I'm not knowing. You hold it two.
It's not. But it's two. Both Baruch Eleinu and Havdalah are two different forms of forgetting.
But Maichel is not really forgetting either. Not eating is not a din of forgetting.
What if you didn't say Havdalah Antanu?
No.
Then you ate.
No.
Then you made Havdalah because you don't know this
halakha. Oh, but Bedi'eved, I think not. I think Bedi'eved, if you made Havdalah, then it's ready. You write Havdalah. Bedi'eved, you write
Havdalah. That was the Knas word.
Bedi'eved, you write Havdalah already.
It's a Knas
word. I'm saying it, but the Knas word is what to do, how to do Havdalah now.
But you forgot.
I'm saying it, but you made Havdalah already.
But the Knas is not.
Okay. So there's a Kundra Zareva. Someone told me that Rafael Reichman, Rav Shiva Me'asharim, she was Me'asharim, so he put a little kuntras, and he had an exchange of letters with Rav Vosner, because it was printed in a newspaper, B'Shem Rav Vosner, that that you don't go back, you go, you continue on the Shema Kaleinu. So he asked him, Rav Lachmi asked him from the Roshayim, that Shtal Su to Abtachayne, Abdallah, and he answered him, Taka, that it was Taka's mistake, and the story was he packed Medievit. If you went back, oh, Mamash like Avdol. If you Taka went back to Shema Kaleinu, if you, I'm sorry, you didn't go back. You forgot again, Brooklyn second time. I'm sorry. Then you went to Shema Kaleinu and you said it. So ready, over there you were ready Medievit. And that Taka said, that's a Be'alacha, Taka, it's in Reish Haidal, it says, but if you said Avdallah, then you don't have to do it again. Akapanim, but, so apparently, you know, it's not a Kiddush, newspapers misquoted him. I just recently, somewhere, a story that Chazanish told Chaim Kanievsky, who owns by him, he says, anything you hear Bishmi in this room, anything you hear from me in this room, believe it. But if you hear it outside the door, right outside the door, don't believe it. Mm-hmm. So a guy comes, to ask Chalisa Shaila, say, gave him his answer, he leaves. So Chalisa tells Chaim, go chase him down, ask him what I said. He chases him down, told him what he says, go back to Chazanish, I said the exact opposite. He says, I saw this guy wasn't interested in my answer, so he said, you know, he went, if you hear it here, believe it. If not, don't. You do. Oh. Minyan Linyan.
What do you do, Lamar?
What?
Lamar?
What?
You forget.
I'm stumbling. You go back. You should go back to Rech Leinu. Okay. The Mir Shem Zalm Zappel, Maisa, it's good for his shaft.
This is talking that he's still holding in the Minhag
Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah.
He walked out already.
No, if he went back, then he has to come back to Minhag Shemoneh Esrei.
Then he has to start rolling the whole Shemoneh Esrei.
So now, what happens if after he reminds himself after Shema Kaleinu, before he started with Say? So, in Shulchan Aruch it says that he can say it right there. Right then, and in Simin Kuf Yudal it says it'll be Alvi Alvi also. You mind yourself after Master Shas Tzim before Maiden, then you could you say it right then. The Be'alacha in this Makar is Ravya, Rosh Binyan Ravya, Mordechai, but he says the Be'alacha said the Dbach, the Mashal argues, Rayayna, and then Be'alacha brings down. Many Rishonim that disagree. So this shy whether or not when you finish the bracha, is it considered like you already started the next bracha and you can't say it anymore, or you could say it right there, it's kilu, you're still in the old bracha. So the Be'er Halacha says, since the Bigel Chag Rishonim and a lot of Rishonim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and quotes Kitz Shulchan Aruch also, in one of a few places with Mishbura quotes Kitz Shulchan Aruch. He quotes Kitz Shulchan Aruch also that argues. And he says that it's more like this. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you didn't finish the bracha yet, you say Amdein Chukecha. And then you'll go back. But if he didn't, he's not so excited about it. But what, to say it then, Meir Gzelin Talamater, he says, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem Abrech Aleinu, so there he says, then you shouldn't say, since you could say it in Shema Kaleinu, if you finish the bracha, since you could say Shema Kaleinu, then for sure you don't say it after Baruch Hashanah. And there, in Ishei Yisrael, it's Shem Chaim Kanevsky, that same thing also, if you said Baruch Hashem, also you shouldn't say Lenev Kecha by Baruch Aleinu, because you have the option of saying it in Shema Kaleinu. Although I saw some Paiskim say that if you think, which is a good chance, that you might forget when it comes to Shema Kaleinu.
Say it twice. Say it after.
So, right. So they say you should say it then, because you have nothing to lose. And then, if you remember, you say again Shema Kaleinu.
It's like Shema Chaim about shaking the asterisk.
What?
If you can upgrade a mitzvah, you already did.
Say it, but no, here's how maybe you were Yitz over there. His had you on. If you said, if you didn't say Moder Kecha, it's time you said it then. Shai Na Yaitza, so then you know Yaitza.
There's no mile of saying it in Shema Kaleinu over like any other place before Shema Kaleinu?
I mean, you can't just say it anywhere.
So what does he mean to say it after Baruch Kaleinu?
Because according to Machaber, you didn't finish Baruch Kaleinu. It's still Baruch Kaleinu. You can't just randomly say it.
Is he finishing the Baruch and then saying it? Like attaching it to the end of the bracha?
Yeah, because that bracha's not finished. You're still part of that bracha. That's the chorib shan mechaber, yalv yalv and all these things. That's what it's saying. Oh, very good. Excellent. So, Lamaisa, this chiddush of the Be'er Halacha, it says you say Baruch Hashem, and says Shema Tefillah, you say Amdech Kecha. So he's saying, you know, Tillim, Mul Shema Esrei. Yeah, you know, yeah, like he has to say the Tillim. He didn't finish, you know. It's a really Shibush Davin. They're davening a long time, Mul Shema Esrei. He's in the middle, Chaprayin is Tillim. Oh, but Maisa, there are Rishayim, there's a Hedri Rishayim, I found that do say, you could say, Amel Kecha. The Dvan Tainis, of Gimel Abed, Shem Yayin says, that he said, Rabbi Yayin says even more. Even where it's not ma'akev l'moshel by yal v'yav at night, still he says if you remind yourself before hamachshon hazayin, you say baruch shem on deyuch kecha. Yeah, even where it's not ma'akev, you can say on deyuch kecha to get it. Yeah, the Rav quotes Ben Yaina. Ben Yaina said, "Ain kein das g'dol tzefatim." Play around with the Kecha. But the Mokish Machzir Noisai, even the Rav's Maid, even the Chachmat Safat, the Maid, you could say. Ramesh is Taman. I don't know if he brings down those who shine him. He's Taman on the Berlach, I think. He says, "Also lomoid apsuke tayr bemsa filu bemsa brachas." When you're Milosh Menatzrei, he says, "Vavaloyim bemsa who have segomer." If you're talking Milosh Menatzrei, he says, "In vakel that bracha." Right? So Meila, like, what's this? It's a funny ace attacker. But Meis, you have a shayin. It's significant. With Rav Shemi Yehina, even though the chaylik are only chaylik lagabe, like, well, some of they're not chayz. Okay, so why do it if it's not ma'akev? Some of it's ma'akev. They said they mask when they say it. So that's another interesting point.
What? Can't say there's nothing between
Shema Kaleinu
and any other
brother,
for
Shema Kaleinu,
you're allowed to add other.
Yeah, but
Tillum
is not learning.
And never at the
Chasima
also. Never
what?
Add
the Chasima. Right, I'm saying, it's Tillum, it's not. Another Indian.
Does he have a reason why it's not Hasek?
What?
Does he have a reason why it's not Hasek?
My Shari, my Shari, is a Shina, though. Okay, you know. Right, so Moshe says the Maisa to do like the Shulchan Aruch, not to say Amel Chayach, but finish the bracha and say it then. Be'al V'yavoy by Leiv Saint Talmoter, you say it then. It's the Moshe's pesach.
By itself.
What?
By itself.
After
Yalav Yalbi before Mardim. You finish with Zechazan.
Yeah. Mal Shana Tzion. You say Yalav Yalbi. There's a Pesach of Shechonar Chumayisa.
It's not universal solution.
To what? And Chlami, it is, but not in Milch Menes, right? It was when he made it by Priates and whatever it was. And
who came up with that Tana? Why is that? Why can't you apply the same logic before?
To where?
Whenever Chazal was talking.
No, but it's Milch Menes, but you say, the whole idea is he's saying, make, he's saying a Pasuk. You're making it a Pasuk. You're making it a Pasuk. There shouldn't be Hashem Shema Levatala. But it's a Pasuk, Adraba. But since when are you allowed to learn Milch Menes? Especially out loud.
The purpose you're doing it.
Say it.
Wouldn't it mess up brachos mechal chavarta shmenasei?
Huh?
Wouldn't it mess up the fact that shmenasei is brachos mechal chavarta? That all of them don't start with a bracha because the previous one ended with a barach?
No.
But now you're not ending with a barach. You're saying tomorrow you're going to be al yava.
When? What?
If you mess it up.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, you mean?
Yeah, and you say the bracha and then you say al yava and you say saying tomorrow. And it's not brachos mechal chavarta.
It's the beginning of
the bracha. Why not?
Because you just ended with the Alviyava.
What?
You just ended.
You say, I'm not supposed to say the Alviyava, and then
you have a middle guy.
And then you have a Maiden.
Okay, Mestam, anyway, we find in Rishonim that since the Chatchil of the Masakinit, Samal Chavata, so you know, Punk now, it's not Samal Chavata, the Marshal, even Rabbi Yaina, it says like Tfilos Adarach. Tfilos Adarach, you don't make with, okay, that's the Ramutenberg, but Tfilos Adarach. Vikar din, Rishonim say, no, you don't start with the bracha. Why? So, the Menyayin says, because since we say, we end of Shema Tefillah, say, modeled it after Shema Kaleinu. Since in Shema Kaleinu, it's what Adam Rach here also. So, Cholshkein, you know, you see, they were stocking it, you don't each time change it, because now it's a smucha, now it's not smucha.
But you can make it smucha.
Right, but there's Maramutimuk, you some mass on something. Well, Maya's is not always a posh, because Zichu is showing him Rashing Subas. We have Ksubas? Rashing Subas, Navches, where we list all the Shev Brachas, So over there, it's Mavur and Rashi that in order to be Smul Chabrita, it has to have a Shaychas. That's why some of them are Samach and some not. Ones that aren't samach because why right? Why is Ashabara kids? It's more Rashi over there that has to have Rashi the Fed has to have a shaykhah. Then some of them since it's not connected, It's not smul chavrita. So maybe just stop to randomly, you know, add a bracha. At least according to Rashi, zichah doesn't work. Ram Rutenberg never said this. Chol ben Ram Rutenberg, but it's not so pasha.
But it's by bracha richter. They have each smul chavrita.
Right.
So in
the Yeshiva Brachas, only the last one is. No, they're all Samach Samach. Also,
Brachmer.
Oh no, it's not
Brachmer.
Is
Yeretz Adam Shakel Baruch Vayder. Brachar Richter.
But not only the last one.
Well, yeah, you have one of them.
If you the Seistas Samach Samach.
The number four is.
Actually, Adam.
Yeah.
The four Brachas that are. Okay, another Indian, interesting discussion. Although, maybe, I think once Rav Asher Weiss, the Halachas Ketanas, the Shai Shuvah brings down, I think once Rav Asher Weiss, he said that Halachas Ketanas, he says like a lot of funny things. He says, because he said the Sefer Halachas Ketanas was from Shurim, they said Shabbos afternoon. So he said, but you know, I know what it means. We have to keep people awake Shabbos afternoon. So, like, Nochem Chalon. So, Al-Kapanim, he says, a guy that it was Friday night, and he davened a Chol Shemoneh Esrei. Yeah, and he got there to Brichas Hashanim. Then he realized.
Usually you don't get past
it. Was. Yeah, that's what he, I guess he was really fashlocking. You know, he really thinking about something. You know, even the bang, you know, you're like, it was like, you scratch, you know. Then he realized it was the summer, and he said, Saint Talmater. So this guy's a real winner. You know? So what does he do? Saint Talmater, right? So what does he do? So he says, He has to fix up the bracha brech leinu before he goes back to right. He has to fix it up. He messed up. Then he could then go back to Shabbos, and you know he doesn't have to say the bracha, right? He doesn't. That's when Chol Shavuot brings down.
And Shabbos
is supposed
to Chol Shemesh.
Because it's a klolo.
Oh, one second. Very good.
Oh,
yeah. That's what he says. You have to fix it up. You have to be masakin the brechleinu, and then you go back to Shabbos and then Yimamusha. Yeah. Oh, so Shail is, what about Taka Fakert? Let's say same thing, but instead of being the sum, and you said Vesein Talmater. It was instead of being the sum, and you said Vesein Talmater. Let's say it was a winter, and you didn't say Vesein Talmater. So we'll be over there. So someone says that based on that loch tannis. So you should be mamshach until shmakaleinu to fix it up. Yeah.
And repeat Shemana Esrei if you went all the way. You should repeat Shemana Esrei also.
What?
If you went through the whole Shemana Esrei, you should also go back and repeat the whole Shemana Esrei.
If you have to be, you have to be misakin the Echonami. But l'chari you could be mechalik. And over there, the pshat is it was a klali. He said you messed up by saying talamater, you messed it up. Maybe that's where the kilkul in the bracha, Mashen Kane in the winter. He didn't say it. Say this. You're missing the sheila. Say it, but Harei, if you miss the whole bracha, you're always missing the Shaila, right? So give him a chalik. But the Shaila is maybe we told you if the missing Shaila in Baruch Aleinu, is that missing in Madbeish Tav HaChamim? Is that pshat that you messed up in the Nusach of the bracha, or you missed something? And this Bamazin brings you to the Machlaikis, the Chachmei Provincia and Taisvis, with the Reb Chaim. Because Kiduim, Machlaikis, Taisvis, the Chavav, the Brachas, with the Rosh, what happens if a guy forgot Yalav Yavai, Mincha on Rosh Chaydish? So normally Tashlum and Benhait, but over here, what do you miss Yalav Yavai? Yalav Yavai is not going to make up anyway, right? That's Shita's Taisvis, that Mamela is not the Shlom, you're not going to get anything. The Rosh says, Shem Tachach Provincia, that no, you have to go back. Because Maisa, you weren't, even though you're not going to be massacring what you messed up, you have to go back because Maisa, you didn't daven, you missed the tefillah. He says, Havla Kilu Lo Yispal, the Rosh Lashon, so maybe you have to daven twice, because you have to have Marev twice because you missed the tefillah, even though you're not going to be masked here. So, the way the Velt explains Machlaikis, the Shaila is whether Yal Yavai is just Haskara or it's a Chelik for the Nuscha Tefillah, Mela, you're missing that some Tefillah, or it's just you missed Haskara, the Tefillah you have, the Haskara you don't have.
What if you forgot to daven
Mincha on Erev Shabbos? Because you didn't have Shulman, you would.
No, on Shabbos.
If you missed the tefillah,
same as
you missed the tefillah, then it could happen.
Shabbos is supposed to be
the tefillah, so it's supposed to be the tefillah. Say it, but not that. The tefillah you're going to make, if you missed the tefillah, if you this havana, then you would. Halacha. I don't remember if that's discussed with Irish. Dope. you'd have to. You didn't daven at all. The ma'aser, there could be common nafkaminas in this chakira, but each one is not muchach. Just daven throughout the ideas. What's it if, in the second tefillah, right? If you got yalav yava, yeah, you have daven again. So if you decide that it's just haskar that you're missing, but you can't just daven say yalav yava. You need shmenasri. You don't say yalav yava. You have daven shmenasri. So you might declare. First of all, you have to wear tefillin for that Shema Esrei. You have to need tefillin b'tzibur, right? You already had tefillin b'tzibur. You already had Shema Esrei. If you try to daven, says I need tefillin b'tzibur. Again, each man after game might not be able to get me down each case l'nyona because Moshe says that what's the chiyuv tefillin b'tzibur? Chiyuv b'tzibur is if you get a daven, you have to do daven the best way that you'll be answered. So if the Kadosh Baruch is not Moshe, the tefillin shirabim, so mail is the Indian that have tefillin b'tzibur, right? So then it doesn't make a difference. As long as you have a chiv daven, it can be done each one. But overall, Then the shayla mashal gabi mei brachas. Yeah, are you the first eight this week? You know, the first eight didn't count, especially guy on Shabbos, right? The Shabbos you're missing brachas. Yeah, purpose. What?
If the
brachas
a problem,
then
it seemingly counts for a bracha.
What?
The bracha when you said it, when you added the Seitan Mutter.
No. I'm saying the guy down Shmeres, he has to go. And he's got Yalav Yavai. I'm the one. No, Seitan Mutter. So he's got Yalav Yavai. So you now he's go back again. The first 19 brachas they said, are they brachas Lavatala? Is it?
I'm saying is that when he added on Shabbos a bracha which he shouldn't have added. But
no, I'm not talking about that case. I'm not talking about that case.
So we see you mess up with a bracha you weren't supposed to say. It still counts as a bracha.
According to Ostanis.
Yeah, because it counted as a problematic bracha.
Say it. No, but the Pasha is still considered a bracha. No, Chazish says even if everyone it has a considered a bracha. Say it. I'm just throwing out some ideas, not necessarily that these are halacha. Another clear talk of the, you know, you have these guys, you know, Ishal Meals over here. The first one, he said, Vesen Hamot, Vika Yal Vyavai. Second one, he said, Yal Vyavai, Vika Sen Talmata. Charles, can you mix and match over here? You know, like, to have.
You don't have a Shemoneh Esrei, though.
What?
It depends.
You have each one separately.
In a Shemoneh Esrei. In a Shemoneh Esrei. In a Shemoneh Esrei. You have each one in a Shemoneh Esrei. Shaila is. But you mechuyev.
In Cain, you should say the bracha by itself, right?
No, it has to be in Shemoneh Esrei. It's in Shemoneh Esrei.
Not a good Shemoneh Esrei. Not a good Shemoneh Esrei.
So, again, there's a.
I would say if you said when you're supposed to do the same bracha and you said the same talmudic bracha instead of it, then you for sure can't be mitzvah because one of them is bad.
What do you mean?
Right, then it's a klala. If it's the other way, then you for sure can't be. I would say in that case, you cannot be mitzvah.
What? Mitzvah what?
Yeah, oh, if you know, because
it's
a
follow. Oh, that's what they've got. They've got the same time out. Yeah. No, so there is. I think there's a mugging in Byron that says it was being said over here before that mugging Byron says that your chiv tefillah is to say it with both. That's your chiv tefillah. It's not, you know, it's not a checklist, you know, you have to get it all in there. Your chiyah tefillah is to say a tefillah with both. That's your chiyah tefillah. Right. So meila, even if you had, you know, so meila, the nomics match. What's that you remember before?
That's not like the rush.
What?
That's not like the rush. You messing up with the tefillah. That's you like you don't have
tefillah. No, but even if it is considered a tefillah, even if it is a tefillah, but the tefillah, the chiyah is to have a tefillah with both. That's the chiyah tefillah. Even if it was a tefillah, but you have a chiyah tefillah to say Yal V'Yav and V'Zayin Talmater. So maybe you have to go back a third time. Yeah. Oh, so Kidua Reb Chaim, the first piece in the stencil, he says he wants to tie a chiddush that by Zayin Talmater is different than Yal V'Yav. Even though Mechag is shown by Yal V'Yav. Do we say that if you're not going to make up your what you're missing because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore? He says by Saint Talmater is different. Why? He says Saint Talmater is it's Mishanim and Be'ah Shetav Chamim. There you messed up in the very in the, you know Yalav Yav is Askara. It's Askara. So you declare. So maybe if you're not going to be able to make it up. So then there's no Yal Yavai. But by Saint Talmater, you messed up Shemoneh Esrei. You Mashan Be'ez, Shetav Chom, Shemoneh Esrei. Meila, there the Kul Alam, he says, you're going to have to go back. So even if, let's say, for example, if it would be Friday afternoon, with Shabbos, you're not going to say Saint Talmater. So the Meila, Reb Chaim says, you'd have to be Chayz. Now, Bechayra, the chayr it's very shver. First of all, the rishonim they're also talking about if a guy daven a tilas chol. One second. Right, tilas chol on Shabbos by mincha. So he didn't daven. He daven the wrong tefillah. So Elmai, I'm davening over again, but he's not able to make up the Shabbos davening. Mitzvah Shabbos, Tashlum Mitzvah Shabbos. So, and over there, over there saying the Yizicha messed up in the Nusach. And still the Shainim are clarity. But the big kash is with Chayra. The Farish is against, Rav Chaim is against Mamash Gdei Al-Chayrim. Magen Avram Neshuas Yankiv. There's the Magen Avram. Magen Avram says, because it says like this, that this halach, the shayla of the Chachmei Vincent Taisvis, halach we paskin, and Uchayshish, Chathil, you clearly should daven again, but might as well worry about this Baruch Matala. Therefore it says, you should mechaven tefillos nedava. Even though you have to mechash bedavar, but how goofy are you doing it to get out of the suffix? It's called mechash bedavar, and you can yaitza, and you have yaitza tefillos nedava. Zok magen Avraham. Let's say you have 2 days of Shchaydish. So then you forgot the first day. So there's no problem because anyway you could be mashlim with tashlum and with Shchaydish with the alav yavet. So you don't have to get the whole problem. Says the Magen Avraham Vayita. V'huadin imshach v'sein talmatim mashavaruach. Huadin. Just like I'm telling you about Rish Chodesh. There's no problem because you can be mashlim. The tashlumin is also going to be able to be a good tashlumin. Huadin zok the Magen Avraham v'sein talmatar. So what do you see from the Magen Avraham? That the only reason why he says, by saying talmatar, if I miss saying talmatar and mincha, I could have married twice. Is why, just like because the second time I could be mashlim, I could like Rish Chodesh 2 days Rish Chodesh. If I stays on them, then even if Saint Talmater, Lamashal, if I forgot Erev Shabbos for Saint Talmater, and Friday night I don't have the Magen Avraham's Chodesh, I can't say Talmater, then you don't say the Yidam Shemester again. You see, fair not finish Nagel Chaim, and the Shus Yankiv as well. That he says, Mamish this case. And he said, this case, guy forgot Saint Talmater on Erev Shabbos. He says, Tali Chachmer Vincia and Taisis. Oh, Meili says, they have a problem. Because what does Shulchan Aruch say? And since the Mechoyg is showing him Masafik, you can't daven again. Elmai, we say Tulis Dava. Look at Shulchan Aruch, give it a Shabbos, we don't have Tulis and Dava. So in Shabbos, you messed up. You can't, if you've got Saint Talmater Erev Shabbos and Mincha, you can't make up on Shabbos with Tfilos and Dava. Akapam, he talks Lahadia, this case, he equates Saint Talmater to Yalv Yavit. So, whatever the Cheshbon, however you work out the Lamdis, the bottom line, all these Paiskim are not Agrab Chaim, and they're equating Yalv Yavit and the Saint Talmater. Interesting Kuda. Yaakovinu, it says he came, he passed by Maka de Haria, and he went Kenyon on. All of a sudden, he gets the Chara, and he reminded himself, what happened? I passed by Maka Shpabla Vaisai, I didn't stop in Davin. Nosan Einov Lachzar, and he went there. Basically, he had Kvitz Derech. So Rashi says, what was Kvitz Derech? The Har Maria came to him. Yeah. So there's two Nukuz over here. One is Shmuel, he brings out that Rashi when he starts. The Rashi says, so Hashem wanted him to Hashem afterwards made the son so early. He's not going to stop the visit. He's ready here. Hashem makes the sunset. So why the first time? Why the first time didn't he stop him? So Rashi says, you didn't want to stop. So no. Oh, but what happened afterwards? Once he chopped, and then he decided, okay, I have to go back. Then boom, pizza derech, mamish, everything opened up, and Hashem was like dying for him to come. And then boom, Hashem, all that shabbos, right? So you see, unbelievable. You see that you know it's all waiting for you. Yeah, you have to make that little bit of an effort. When it comes to ruchnius, who knows what type of siat d'shmai is waiting for you? You have to just make that little effort. The second akuda, as Rav Moshe brings down, he says that. Very interesting. The normal kvitz derech is kvitz derech. You go quickly to where you're supposed to get. Over here, Har Maria comes to him. When it's like, it'll be a little easier just to bring Yaakov to him, bring the mountain, to, you know, like, shut up the whole mountain all the way over on the way to Har. Like, well, what's the pshat? So he says, because his Yaakov Avinu was going to Golas. That's why he had to go, Parshim explained, he had to go to Shem for 14 years to fortify himself. He's going to Alavon, he's going out into the world, he's going, who knows what Nisyanis is going to have. He had to learn 14 years. Rashi says he didn't sleep in a bed for 14 years. Mamash to prepare himself. So he says that because we're going to Golos, that's why Mispal Tefillas Arvis, the night is the Golos, that is his tefillah. Oh, so Zalka Maisha, so now when Hashem wanted to show him, give him a lesson. He didn't bring him back to Har Maria. He took Har Maria to him. And he said that you're going to Golos, you realize you could take the Kedusha with you, and you know, and it's not, you know, I'm with you in the bitter Golos, you can, the Nisyanis will love him. I'm going to bring the Har Maria to you to show you that you're going to have a Sadashmaya of me being with you.
Yeah, Colin, by the way.
What?